First comes a sound, a single deep, long roar, trailing off to a series of short roars. The sound of a man-eating lion in Tanzania. I am not in Africa, but fear and dread overcome me. I am in Albuquerque. I am in bed, my head on my favorite pillow. My husband is not beside me. Suddenly, the roaring stops. But there is not silence. There is cussing and shouting. My husband is in the backyard with his power tools, specifically an electric chainsaw, trimming tree branches. As graphically depicted in the movie The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, there are safety issues. Cautiously, I open the sliding back door, expecting to see blood. Husband is fine, but chainsaw has stopped working. Husband does not see that it has become unplugged. I open my mouth to tell him this. However, his frustration with the chainsaw has become anger at the world. Before I can speak, he snarls and growls, the lion image again, tells me if he needs my help, he will ask for it, that he knows exactly what he is doing. He is a man. I wonder for a moment if female lioness must endure this sort of thing. As he requested, I say nothing. He can just figure out for himself it's unplugged. Then I panic. What if his mind overcomes his manness and he sees a problem and plugs it back in? Quietly, I close the door. And only out of my love for him and his safety and my raging anger, moving as a female lioness stalking prey, I enter the garage. I am in Africa. My muscles flex swiftly. I spring, open the breaker box, and with a swipe of a manicured paw, flip off all electricity on the breaker box. Then grab the spine and the phone book, shaking it until it opens to yard service handyman. The yard service man can come immediately for an extra price. I pay. Life in the jungle of matrimony has its cost. Sorry, Zach, you have to do that.